I was not one of those people. I didn't buy my dogs from a pet store or a backyard breeder. My dogs were recycled. The black one came from a broken home. The yellow one came to me from Lab Rescue after she was dumped in the pound for being too wild. I was not one of those people. I trained my dogs. I walked my dogs. I ran the dogs. I played fetch and frisbee with the dogs. They always had enough exercise. My dogs were fit and trim. I was not one of those people. The dogs were always in the house when we were home. They sat on the sofa, they slept on our bed, and when we were not home, they had each other. I was not one of those people. When I had a baby, the dogs did not lose their status. They shared my love with their new brother, as any human sibling would. Years passed. My yellow dog started to change. She slowly became more nervous and crabby. Her vet found no ailments, but I was not one of those people. I was not going to begrudge her the gracelessness of aging. Then one night, she slipped onto my son's bed while he was in the bathroom. He ran back into his room in the dark and jumped on the bed, onto her. She disciplined him the way dogs discipline puppies, with a light nip to the muzzle. We were lucky. He is okay. I cried for hours. Dogs that bite are dangerous. Dogs that bite must die. I called Lab Rescue the next day. The day after that, I decided to put her to sleep. That night, Lab Rescue called me back. They would take her. When she was 9.5 years old, I took her to the rescue kennel and left her in a small cage with hopes that somebody else would take care of her. The rescue representative spent a long, long time explaining the very clear signs to me. She didn't like children, and she had some dominance issues. I hadn't understood her or her needs. I was one of those people. With a perspective, this is Rachel Berman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.